Illinois Radio Network Sports, I'm Brad Robinson. The Cards failed to salvage a game against the Astros. Astros beat the Cardinals 4-1 at Busch Stadium. Houston scores all four of their runs in the final two innings. The big blow, a George Springer two-run blast off Kevin Segrist in the eighth inning. Manager Mike Matheny.
Ended up getting to a good spot where we typically put a ball game away. And Segrist has been very, very good, not just this year, but the past couple seasons. And one pitch got him today. Well, it was actually the walk in front of it, more so than the pitch on the home run.
Adam Wainwright throws seven shutout innings while striking out six, but gets a no decision. Up next for the Cardinals, the Rangers come to town. That series kicks off tomorrow night. The Cubs and Nationals in another thriller. This time it goes 12 innings, but in the end, the Nats beat the Cubs 5-4 to take the series. Cubs bullpen blows two late leads. The first, a blown save from closer Hector Rondon after Anthony Rizzo gave the Cubs a lead in the ninth on a two-run blast. Then in the 12th, Jason Wirth walks it off in Washington. Jason Hamill and Steven Strasburg, both fantastic despite no decisions, each starter allowing just one run over seven innings of work. Up next for the Cubs, a weekend set against the Pirates that kicks off tomorrow afternoon. Chris Sale and the White Sox take the rubber game over Detroit with a 5-3 win at U.S. Cellular Field. Sale allows three runs over seven innings while striking out seven for the win. Sox get RBIs from Brett Lowry, Melky Cabrera, and Todd Frazier, among others. Up next for the Sox, a weekend set in Cleveland that starts tomorrow night. Game 6 of the NBA Finals is tonight. The Golden State Warriors looking to win back-to-back championships. They lead the Cavs 3-2. Tip-off scheduled for 8 o'clock in Cleveland. And round 1 of the PGA U.S. Open tees off today. This is IRN.